Then when I close the door, you can pull off the mask.
Good deal.
There you go. Enjoy.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Hey, Austin, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. I'm trying to center myself. Oh, there's my camera. Boom.
Well, thank you so much for taking some time to join us. We know it was rain shortened, but congratulations on the second place finish. We're going to get right into questions for our second place finisher, Austin Sindrick. So if you have one, please raise your hand or feel free to send me a chat. And we're going to kick things off with Jacob Seelman. Go ahead, Jacob.
Thanks, Marissa. Austin, how disappointing is it? It seemed like you really had the dominant car at a lot of different points in that race to not have a chance to be able to go up and race forward at the end.
Yeah, look, we brought the same car from Daytona, had the same speed, and hoping to get the same result. So that's a bit disappointing. But look, these races, it's so challenging, and especially when you got the quality cars that we do have in the field. You know, there's a lot of guys are maximizing being able to use teammates today, and that probably bit me a few times in the stages. But my Ford boys came through for me at the end, which was awesome because I've never had the opportunity to do that in these cars. You know, those guys pulled out a line, worked with me. We worked back to the front, snaked together. And that was a lot of fun. So that's the biggest positive I'm taking away. You know, we sat down the three, and it's three different teams, and that's pretty hard to find. So I'm really proud of Riley and proud of Ryan, and hope I can repay that favor because that was big, and it helped us all gain spots. And you know, the one Ford mentality really pulled through today. So appreciate Ford Performance's effort to have us be able to do that. But you really really wish we would be able to get the Snap-on Tools Ford Mustang in victory lane. You know, there was a part of me that felt like I could have put out on the back straight away and maybe got a side draft and. But I didn't want to leave my train hanging. But if I would have done that, maybe I would have won the race. Who knows? But you never know when it's going to rain. So, or when there's going to be a caution. So that's the way it goes. Second place ain't bad. Clean race car and good points.
With the cars you've had, do you feel like the 22 team and Penske has the dominant super speedway program right now?
I wouldn't go that far. We've come a long way from not even being able to qualify inside the top 15 to bring in cars with top five speed. So I know that's hard to believe and hard to comprehend, especially when you have the support from Roush Yates, but we've come a long way. We've made a lot of improvements in our cars and it's shown, and I've become a better plate racer because of it. And you know, between the work I do with my spotter Coleman Presley and the prep we do as a group before the race weekend, I think it makes everything work at the highest level. So I'm proud of that. Proud to see the fruits of that effort continue to pay off, and we'll keep going.
All right, well, we are joined here by our third place finisher, AJ Allmendinger. AJ, thank you so much us after this rain shortened event. We're going to just jump right into questions. So if you have a question for AJ or Austin, please raise your hand. And we are going to take our next question from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, for Austin, did you have any sense the rain was coming, or were you surprised that the race didn't get resumed?
I do feel like it was called fairly quick, but it is a pretty big racetrack, and obviously they have a schedule to keep and no lights. So yeah, it's up to NASCAR. I don't even know what time of day it is, but we knew the rain was coming. We knew it was going to be a challenge throughout the whole day. Honestly, coming into this weekend, I think everyone in the garage area can agree that the fact that we even got laps in today with 100% chance of rain in the forecast was pretty good. So glad we got the race in. Glad we didn't have to stay a couple extra days. And I wish we maybe would have a few more laps there.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. AJ, can you maybe give me a sense of perspective in the terms of Jeb Burton winning? You've gone through highs and lows in the sport and had to grind. And I think a lot of people look at Jeb as kind of a grinder and waiting to get that first win. Can you kind of give me a sense from your perspective of seeing him win and what you've kind of seen him go through in the time that you know him?
Yeah, Dustin. I mean, it's big for everybody on the 10 team. You know, Bruce Schlicker to get his first win as well. But overall, you know, for Jeb, you know, he came here with the mentality of, you know, to me, I think maybe, I don't want to say his last chance, but, you know, knowing that this is his best opportunity in a long time. So going out there and he's worked hard, you know, it's hard to fit into a team that, you know, myself, I've been here for 3 years part-time, but I've been here a lot, even when I'm not racing. and especially Justin Haley, that's been here for 3 years and made Kyle Gresson grow so much. So for him to come in and have to fit in right away, be part of the team, buy into the Kyle Gresson mentality, family first, and we all help each other out. And, you know, I was doing everything I could do to try to help that 10 car, because of course, I want to win the race, but it's the same thing as Justin winning here last year. I mean, it makes me feel so special to be part of a Kyle Gresson win and to do everything I can to help try to push Jeb and see that emotion on his face. You know, when Ward is at the shop and when they did the announcement video of Jeb driving full time and Nutrien Ag sponsoring him and all of his companies that are part of it, you can see the emotion on the whole family. So they've went through a lot of ups and downs over the last several years. And for Jeb to fight through, be part-time, you know, at times, I mean, heck, as I was in the sport, I'm sure, but like you almost forgot about Jeb because you didn't hear his name a lot. So for him to fight through it and to get his first win, it's pretty special. You know, I'm almost more excited for him winning this race than if I would have won it for sure.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, AJ, the broadcast showed you leaning into Jeb's car. I was curious on what you said to him.
I said, next, it's my turn. That's all I said. No, I'm joking. No, I mean, it's I just told him I was proud of him because, you know, it's – He comes into the team and I mean, being the new guy, I mean, he's worked hard, but I mean, just more than anything, proud of him for the drive he put on. I mean, there was a couple of times I got separated from him and Austin and Riley had a big run and he did everything he could to side draft to try to hold off. You know, he drove his ass off to get that win. And more than anything, I was just pumped to be a part of it. I just told him I was proud. I was proud of the drive. I'm proud of how he fits into the race team and how he buys into this mentality. Everything that he did from signing with this team to that moment of getting that first victory, I just told him I'm so proud of it.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Joe Passero. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, congratulations to you guys both on really good runs today. This is for AJ. What about Talladega and Daytona just suits college racing so well?
I mean, fast race cars. I mean, it's you got to have a great aerodynamic package. You got to have great motors with ECR. You know, Chevrolet does so much to give us fast race cars. And all the men and women at College Racing, they put a lot into every race. But these super speedway races, I mean, just the attention to detail to make sure we can get all the speed out of our race cars. And it shows, you know, when we had three really fast cars and we know that – the rest of the field sees that. So when we try to link up, they're going to do everything they can to try to break it apart. So you got to have fast race cars and you know, it's shown over the 3 years, especially since I've been a part of it. I mean, they had fast cars before that, but I mean, it just, and the biggest thing is I really believe that even when College Racing wins a super speedway race, they don't just sit back and say, okay, our cars are fast. We're not going to work on them. They continually try to make them better. Knowing that the rest of the field is doing the same.
Thank you. Congratulations, both of you guys.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Deb Williams. Go ahead, Deb.
Thank you. This is for AJ. AJ, with the difficulties or frustrations, challenges you've been through in your career and knowing what Jeb has been through in his career, what advice did you give him before the season started?
Just come in and do the work. I mean, it's nobody's going to feel sorry for you, you know, whether it's your own mistakes or just the sport being what it is. We know how difficult it is. To me, this is motorsports in general are the toughest sport to be a part of when it comes to trying to make it and stay in the sport, because it's not just solely based on talent. And there's a lot of drivers, young and old, that have a lot of talent, but it's not just based on that. Unfortunately, it's probably it's less important about talent than it is about the sponsorship that comes with you, however you bring it. So it's just a difficult challenge to be a part of it. So, you know, Ward and Jeb and that whole Burton family have fought hard to stay in the sport and be a part of it. And, you know, I just told Jeb, you know, when he got here, I'm like, you know, it's not like shut up and do the work, but it's like, man, just put your head down. Let's do this together. And we're all going to benefit because, you know, myself and Justin Haley believe the same thing. And Jeb, you know, he was so excited for me when I won Vegas. Like when one of us win, we all win. And that is set because of Matt Colic. And it trickles down to Chris Rice. And Chris Rice sets that mentality in the shop every day. And everybody, all the men and women buy into it. So just put your head down and just keep working. And Jeb has that mentality and it's showing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deb.
All right. Our next question will come from Anton with ASM Motorsports. Go ahead, Anton. Anton, can you hear us? Looks like we're not able to hear you. We'll come back. Jacob, did you have a question? I know you only got to ask Austin a question. If you had one, Jacob Steelman for AJ? No? All right. Well, it looks like we are wrapped up then. Thank you guys so much for taking some time with us. Congratulations on the great runs, and we will see you at the next race.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Appreciate everything.
All righty. And to our media, we're going to be joined here momentarily by our Dash for Cash winner, Noah Gregson, and then followed by our race winner, Jeb Burton. So hang tight, and we'll get started as soon as they join us.
If somebody can find Noah's check, that'd be
perfect. Where the check go? Does anyone know where the big check? Because somebody stole the one from Martinsville. I really want to find it.
All right. Hey, Noah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
You're on the wrong side.
I know. I'm trying to figure out how to move me over. I just look at the camera.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking some time with us. I know it was rain shortened, but congratulations on your second Dash for Cash prize. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I just got out of the shower. A little stinky though. So a lot of rain there at the end. Fun race here at Talladega, and another great opportunity. Unfortunately, it kind of got ended shortly, but a lot of great talent in the Xfinity Series that lucky to be able to race with and race alongside with, because we were 3 and 4 wide all day, and everybody kept the cars pointed in the right direction and not a lot of caution. So that just goes out to all these drivers in the Xfinity Series. And I'm just humbled and lucky enough to be a part of this series.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take some questions from the media for you. To kick things off, I'm actually going to read you a question that was submitted. Noah, you have won the Dash for Cash event twice in a row. How important is that accomplishment for you and the team?
I think it's huge. We really want to win races, but I think that extra bonus through Xfinity Comcast, it's really appreciated and beneficial for our team at Junior Motorsports. And the 9 guys work really hard. So the portion of money that I get from that $100,000 will go to the 9 guys and the pit crew. It's a team sport. And I'm just very thankful to be a part of this number 9 team, and very fortunate. So it's not me winning the $100,000 2 weeks in a row. It's the 9 team and those guys. It takes a whole group. So everybody at Hendrick Motorsports and the engine shop and chassis shop, all the fabricator, everybody who goes into our program at Junior Motorsports, it's a really grateful place to be. And everyone has a lot of passion and a lot of fun. And it's rewarding when we can come out here and have fast cars like this.
Awesome. We're going to take our next question from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Noah, after the second stage concluded, did you feel any sense of urgency with the potential for rain, or were you kind of feeling like the race is going to go the full distance?
I didn't really know until like the caution, I guess, the second to last caution, I guess, because we ended the race on that caution. So the one before that, after we did the green flag pit stops, my crew chief said like rain might be a little like 15 minutes out coming a little bit, but not a ton. So there's nothing really I can do in my control, but I was just so focused on what moves I was going to make when we went back green. And it wasn't really a thought in my mind. Just trying to win the race was my main idea and main goal.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Next one from Jacob Seelman. Go ahead, Jacob.
Thanks, Marissa. Noah, congratulations on the dash for cash. I know, obviously, the rain compounded things at the end, but even before that, did you feel like this was one of the wilder Talladega Xfinity races that you've been a part of? Because it seemed like even, you know, well before there was a threat for rain, there were a lot of moves being made a lot earlier than I would have expected to see them.
No, that's just a lot of great drivers in this series with a lot of talent. And a lot of passion to get to the front and aggressiveness. And I tell you what, I don't know what it looked like from outside the car, but inside the car, it looked like we were putting on one heck of a show, going from the top to the bottom, through the middle, to the bottom, to the top, you name it, guys are crossing all over the place. It was pretty hectic, but it had to be so much fun to watch from outside the car. So that just goes out to every great driver in this series, in the Xfinity series. And, like I said earlier, I'm just very thankful to be a part of it. So I don't really think anybody had their really mind on the rain. I think everybody was just so focused on trying to get to the front and lead this deal. But with so many great teams and so many great drivers, it's really hard to lead for more than a couple laps. And I think that's what makes the Xfinity series so exciting.
And in regards to giving the dash for cash bonus back to your crew guys, was that a decision that you had in your mind even before the first dash for cash race, or was that one of those spur of the moment once you had the bonus in hand decisions?
Yeah, this is my third one now. I won my first one, or we won the first one last year at Atlanta, and then got the second one at Martinsville, and then this last one or today. So with the three, it really started at the before I won the first one. You know, like I said, it's not me winning the money, it's our team, and it takes everybody. So you know, there's a lot of great people that are involved in our program, and I believe that you know, the least I can do is spread the money out throughout the team and the pit crew guys.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Joe Passero. Go ahead, Joe.
Congratulations on the dash for cash, Noah. So you've now won two in a row. You're two away from $1 million if you're able to win the next two. And has there been any thought of maybe how that changes?
Half a million.
My bad. Is there any?
I wish it was $1 million. That'd be pretty damn cool.
Does that change your mentality? Maybe you don't go, you know, checkers or wreckers like you've been saying the past few weeks, and maybe you say, let's race for the money, and if we're in the for the win, we can go for it.
No, I think that aggressive driving style has really got our team to this point and in this position. So seems like everybody's positive when it's going good, but if something's going wrong, this is do they have like the big check? Like the it seems like sorry, they just came in and handed me this. They said this is a check for it. It seems like when everything is maybe not going the best, there's a lot of negativity, and like I haven't really changed much. And then when everything's positive, there's not a lot being said. So I don't really see a reason to change. I sleep like a baby at night, and our race team sleeps like a baby at night, just because we're content with who we are, with who we are. We're like, I don't know, we're just confident, and when we get to the racetrack, we know we have an opportunity to win, and the outside noise doesn't really bother us.
All right. Thank you. Congratulations again.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll take our next question from Alex Andreev. Go ahead, Alex.
You know, well, now I have to ask what you think happened to those checks.
I don't know where the one from Martinsville, I have the one from Atlanta last year, but I don't know where the one from Martinsville went and got back to the shop. And then there's a big check bandit at Martins or at the shop somewhere from the Martinsville check. And then there's a big check bandit here at Talladega. So we got to find this person because they're stealing all the checks.
Well, yeah, hopefully you're still able to cash them.
It'd be cool. Like, I always dreamed to be Happy Gilmore. So, like, put him in the backseat. That'd be a pretty funny video one day on social.
I want to ask about something else that it seemed like the other JRM drivers were doing, and your team was too, but it was the sort of dropping back to try to post the fastest lap time. Is that something you guys have talked about at JRM or something new that you're doing?
No, I got shoveled to the back, so I'm like, screw it. I'm going to, like, it's kind of spur of the moment. And the only reason why I know that that fastest lap is so valuable is just because, like, when they do the starting lineup, that's part of it. And we got the fastest lap in Martinsville. So that was really cool. And Xfinity posted a little picture on Twitter, which is cool. So hopefully they can do that again. A little more exposure for our team. But I think the most important thing is just trying to get – I think everybody kind of knows the game on the starting lineup for the next race. But, yeah, overall, it's just kind of spur of the moment stuff. And if you're in that position, might as well try, right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, Noah.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, did the water get better?
The water?
He says you felt like you were drinking salt water during the race.
So I started my left when I was pushing the clutch to save fuel, had the motor shut off, my left calf started cramping up. We've been on the bike a lot this past week. Three out of the past 4 days we've been riding bikes back in North Carolina, so just that pedal motion I think has my legs kind of cramped up, but felt like I need a little bit more salt. So I never got that bottle of water, but I just was going to have them put salt in a bottle of water just so I could get a little more sodium. I think that's kind of how that works. Hopefully it helps with cramps. I'm not really like a scientist or anything, but I thought it might make me drink more water or something. They say if you drink salty stuff or eat salty foods, it'll make you drink more water and get more sodium. So I don't know if that helps with cramps, but it's worth a try. But I never got it because we did a quick fuel only pit stop. So, but the cramps went away, so it's okay.
Okay, and how do you feel about going on to the next race at Darlington? And obviously, it's a throwback weekend, but you obviously love or seem to have a pretty solid success at Darlington.
Yeah, it's one of our so-so tracks. It's not a track like Homestead for us, but it's not a really bad track for us. We bring top five cars there. So I really need to study and really work on myself personally and figure out what I need to do throughout the run there. Cause I feel like we can go really fast, but I just burned the tires up and everything. And feel like growing up, I was always a good short track racer at a worn out track like Pensacola and keeping the tires on it. But I really struggle on tracks bigger than, I don't know, a mile, probably bigger than Iowa, and really struggle at Darlington, just trying to keep the tire life on it. So going to go to work hard this week with our team at Junior Motorsports and Josh Wise and Scott Speed and the rest of the Team Chevy group, and try to learn off of our other teammates, maybe Tyler Reddick, Larson, Bowman, guys like that who have had success there, and try and learn off them on how to pace myself throughout that run.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, Noah. Well, that's all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking some time with us. Congratulations on another cash prize. I hope you find your checks, but that will have to do for now. So thank you so much. And we will see you at Darlington.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate all your support and all your guys' hard work. And stay safe. And we'll see you at Darlington. Thank you.
Bye.
Do you want this muted?
And We're going to be joined here by Jeb Burton momentarily, so we will get started. If you know you're going to have a question for our race winner, feel free to raise your hand and get in the queue, and we will get started. Hey, Jeb, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Awesome. All right. Well, give me one second. I am going to get you spotlighted here for our media. Congratulations on your first win. How are you feeling right now? I know it was rain shortened and everything, but a lot of build up to this point. So congratulations, and just walk us through how you're feeling right now.
Thank you. Yeah, the rain didn't hurt my feelings at all. Everything, I've been through my career and To get one, we didn't really care how we did it, right? But we ran up front all day. Definitely wasn't a fluke. The guys did a great job with our number 10 LS tractor car. We led a lot of laps, and it was a blast to drive. So just really thankful for this opportunity.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take some questions here from the media for you. As a reminder, if you have a question for Jeb, please raise your hand in the queue, or you can send me a chat. And let's kick things off here with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Jeb, you've come close here before. Did you ever think, man, it's just not in the cards or meant to be?
Yeah, Bob, last year we led the white flag lap, and I should have blocked the lap before that. And, I regretted that, and I still regret not doing that. And today, when I got out front, I wasn't going to let that happen again. I was really starting to learn how to block the lanes. Brett Griffin, my spotter, was doing an amazing job helping me with it, and I felt like I needed – that experience to be better at the end of the race that I didn't have last time. So like I said, Bob, this team I'm driving for is an amazing race team, and we needed that win for all of us. The 10 car hasn't won before at all. Bruce Licker hasn't won, and those guys were really close last year, and I was close too on a different team. So we all needed this win, and I feel like our confidence is high, and we're about to go to some good racetracks. So we needed that.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Congrats, Jeb.
Thank you.
I know you had a truck win, but you've over the years have tried to put together many different deals to try to make your mark in the Xfinity Series. What does this mean for you just in terms of your NASCAR career?
Man, it's been a tough road ever since that truck year with Turner. We were lights out that year, and I didn't even really know what I was doing. I was going to racetracks the first time, leading laps, setting poles. We should have won a lot more races that year. And ever since then, it's just been really tough to stay at a place and get in a rhythm. And it's been an up and down roller coaster career for sure, just on the sponsorship side and finding the right home. But now I have that, and Nutrien Ag Solutions took a leap of faith in me and gave me this opportunity, and then the partners that I've built over those years came along with me and helped make this dream happen. And I've got all the tools at Kyle Grayson to try to go win a championship, and we've had some pretty good runs this year. I need to be a little bit better, and this win couldn't have came at a better time.
And I just wondered, did you ever get really close to stepping away, giving up?
I did. There were a couple of years there where I was running three or four races, couldn't find the sponsorship. My confidence was low just because I wasn't in the right stuff. And, man, it was frustrating. Racing can tear you apart. And I want it so bad. I want to win races for myself and my family. And I know I can do it. And the partners that are behind me now are unbelievable. So it was close. It's been, like I said, that's where that emotion comes from. I try not to cry. It just is, it means a lot to me. I put every ounce of energy into trying to make it in the sport. And, like I said, it's been tough road, but it's made me a better person. And I really appreciate the opportunity I have now.
Thanks a lot, Jeb, and congratulations again.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
All right, we'll take our next question from Alex Andrejev. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, Jeb. When we talked earlier this year, you said that your part of your goal was to get multiple wins this season and be in that championship four. Does that set you up more for the win today? Does that set you up more for that? Does it make it seem more possible at this point?
I think so. You know, I felt like the last couple of weeks have been kind of frustrating. Atlanta, we went to, and right before we got crashed, our speed was top three speed. We didn't really get to show it. And then Martinsville, we were running really good, and I made some mistakes the second day with our chassis adjustments and hurt our car. And that was one I had circled to go win. And I knew here we were going to have a shot too, but things can happen out of your control here. So I really was looking to Martinsville to get the first win and was really frustrated of that outcome. And then we came here today and it was a new day, and just stayed on offense, and it paid off. And Brett Griffin did a great job today helping me block the lanes and so forth. But man, it's just an unbelievable opportunity. And I told Chris Rice that I wanted to get that 10 car back in victory lane. They haven't won, and I wanted to be the guy to do that. And they believed in me to do it. And we got one out of the way. Now we need to win a couple more.
And I know AJ talked to you after the race. Has anyone else reached out to you yet on the team side?
Matt Collig is here, and Chris Rice. And I've got, I don't know if you can see, but 300 text messages. So a lot of people reaching out, but I saw my whole team. They're all pumped up, and they all deserve it. They work really hard and spend a lot of hours at the shop, and just really humbled to be able to bring them that trophy.
Congrats. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take our next one from Davey Segal. Go ahead, Davey.
Hey, Jeb. Yeah. I mean, as you mentioned, you're an emotional guy, for better, for worse. And I know you've probably imagined this day and this moment for a long time, probably not with the rain shortened race, but it is what it is. So how does the reality compare to what you've imagined for all these years going through the hardships that you have?
Man, I'm trying to enjoy it. I'm trying to enjoy it. And I'm already thinking about Darlington in a couple weeks. I'll be at the shop Monday preparing for it. So I'm just trying to relax a little bit and enjoy it. My mind stays wide open, and I am an emotional guy. I try not to let those get in the way of driving, but those tears that you see are just from all the hours and hours and late nights of not sleeping, doing everything I could off the track to be a better driver, to finding sponsorship, picking up the phone, calling people, doing everything I can do to get this opportunity. And a lot of people were involved to make this one happen. And that pressure is there, and I want to perform for all those people and myself. So that's where that emotion comes from.
And I know you said that you have a lot of unread texts. Have you been able to contact your dad, or have you still not talked to him yet?
Yeah. One of my dad's good buddies, Chris Baines, he was here, and he gave me the phone, and I definitely broke down talking to my dad and mom. They were on the phone, and they told me to dry it up and stop crying and enjoy it. It just, they were crying too, but we've wanted this for so long. It's been a tough road, and finally get one out of the way is nice.
Thanks, Jeb. Congrats.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll take our next one from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Jeb, kind of on that point, in a normal year, good chance your parents would have been able to be here. Obviously you got to talk to them on the phone. What is it like to win without them being here? And can you just kind of tell me about the journey that all three of you have gone on, and maybe how they've helped you in those down times when you considered quitting?
Yeah, I really wish they were here. My wife is outside of the track. I wish she could be in here. She goes through it with me more than anybody. Because obviously I'm with her every day, but I wish my parents were here, my friends. I'll be home in a little bit. We're gonna party hard, I can promise you that. But yeah, it's a little weird not having everybody here, but I really appreciate NASCAR letting the crew guys come in for pictures and stuff like that. Those guys bust their butt, and was really, really thankful to have them there.
All right, we'll take our next question from Joe Passero. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, congratulations on your win. So for Thank a little you. While there, towards the end of the race, you were racing against your cousin there, and ultimately to beat him. I just wanted to know if he said anything and how that was like to race against your cousin for a little while for your first win.
Yeah, you know, after we had the green flag stop, we were catching the 8 and the 22, and I made a move down low and faked the 22 out and went up top, and I was going to get the lead there. And Harrison had his teammates behind him, and he kind of shuffled me and went on. But I was kind of disappointed in him right there. I was hoping he was going to stay with me, and I was going to take control of the race. But then after that, we went back green, and AJ stayed on my bumper, and then I started blocking lanes. So, yeah, it's fun racing with Harrison. You know, we haven't raced a lot against each other. Harrison's always been a different series than I have, and I haven't been racing as much as Harrison has. So it seems like we're always around each other now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Deb Williams. Go ahead, Deb.
Thank you. Congratulations, Jeb. That's fantastic. It seemed like when they told you the race had been called, it was almost as if you were a little bit in disbelief. Was that the case? And if so, when did it finally sink into you that you had won?
You know, in a way, I wanted it to get back going because I didn't want, you know, to win just off of rain. But then I thought about it a little bit and I was like, it doesn't matter at this point with everything we've been through. Right. So, yeah, I haven't heard. I'm hoping the car's been through tech and all that's good. So I try not to count all my chickens before they hatch. And I was a little bit in disbelief that they caught it so fast. I thought they would because it would take hours to drive the track, but we didn't have hours. So Mother Nature was on our side today.
So when did it sink in? When you stepped out in the victory lane or where?
I would say so. Just doing the burnouts was nice. No smoke, obviously, because it was so wet. But I would say when I got out and just seeing everybody and definitely talking to my dad, and that's where that emotion came from, and that's when it sank in.
Thank you again. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll take our next one from Jacob Seelman. Jacob.
Thanks, Marissa. Jeb, congratulations, too, for you. First, obviously, this extends a bit of super speedway dominance for Colleg Racing. You said you had this one kind of circled. Was it because of how good this team's program has been at Talladega and Daytona that it's almost expected to come in here and contend for a win?
I would say so, definitely. You know, I've been pretty good at the speedway stuff. The last couple times I've been to Daytona, I've been inside the top five. And then last year I led the white flag lap here. And I knew I'd have a shot at it today, and we could make the right moves and do the right things. And Colleg Racing, my teammates are unbelievable. I know when they're behind me, they're going to work with me, and they know I'm going to do the same for them. And was fun to have them pushing me and AJ and I controlling the race there those last 15 or 20 laps.
Whether it's you or AJ or Justin, I've heard all three of you this year talk about the culture that Chris and Matt Colleg and everybody at the team have really tried to foster. Is that what you felt like you kind of fit in, or what you were looking for when you were trying to find a home for this season?
For sure. It's a different culture. It's family there. Everybody works on everybody's cars. Everybody has the same stuff. We're family, and I truly believe that, and that's what Chris preaches. And it's a different environment, and I'm having a blast. I love my crew chief, love my crew. Chris Rice, Matt Colleg are a blast to drive for, and I want to drive for them for many more years. So just having a lot of fun right now.
Appreciate it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, our next one, Jeb, I'm actually going to read to you. It was submitted via the chat. What was your initial reaction after you had found out that you had been declared a winner?
Just thankful. And
and happy, and all those emotions running through you, happy, thankful, can't believe it, you know, just we needed to get this win off our back. I needed it personally, mentally, physically. My family needed it. We've been through a lot the last couple of years, and to get it done is really special.
Great. Well, we're going to take a couple more here for you. Our next one will come from Luis Torres. Go ahead, Luis.
Thanks, Marissa. Speaking of like Ray Shorten and going into Darlington, I know the family has much prestige. I know I kind of mentioned it with Martinsville. Just kind of like going into it, Dash for Cash, which you're going to be a part of. What is unique just about Darlington from your driving style and, of course, from the family, knowing they have rich history of winning races, even in the rain as well?
I haven't raced at Darlington one time, and that was in a cup car in 2015. So I don't have a lot of experience there, but my dad was the man there. My uncle won a lot of races there too. I've already been doing the simulator for it, and the pace is going to fall off big time. And places like Rockingham that I've raced a lot at, I'm really good at. So I feel like I should be really good there. And I'm going to use my dad's advice. And the cars are different, and the way you drive is a little different, but that place, I feel like my dad could get in the car and go run good just because of how that place wears out and drives. So he's been helping me already with some stuff. Really looking forward to that. We got an exciting paint scheme we're going to unveil in a couple weeks. So that's going to be pretty special too.
Right on. Thank you and congratulations once again.
Thanks, man.
All right. We're going to take our next one from Stephen Toronto. Go ahead, Stephen.
Jeb, you touched on your early career a little bit earlier. So you won a bunch in late models. You had instant success in the truck series. And then just from that point, you kind of went into a long drought leading up to this point. In that time period, what do you think you learned about yourself that maybe you didn't learn back when you were winning a bunch of races and everything was coming so easy?
Yeah, 2013, like you said, it did come pretty easy. Just we had the speed and confidence was high and we had the sponsorship and everything was perfect. And ever since then, it's just been a struggle to have either enough sponsorship or the right equipment or the right people behind me. And it takes all of it to win at this level. You got to have the people, the equipment, the sponsorship. I mean, all of it. So that's where that emotion comes from. It's just been so tough. And, you know, I wouldn't change it any other way looking back, because I feel like it's made me a better person. I feel like I appreciate the opportunity more. I sit back and look at things a little different now. It's been a ride, man. And hopefully we're on the uphill climb of it.
Sounds good. Congratulations, Jeb.
Thank you.
All right. And our final question for Jeb will come from Mitchell Brewer. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Jeb, you went out there and did some burnouts in the rain. How important was it to have some sort of celebration despite the circumstances going on?
Yeah, I needed to do something. They wanted me to get out there. I was like, no, that's not going to happen. I'm going to go burn something down for a second. It's no smoke, but I'm going to do something. So I had to go try at least, and I spun them around a little bit. But yeah, I wanted to go get that out of the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Jeb. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us. Congratulations on the victory. We hope you get to really soak it in, and we will see you at Darlington.
All right. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, for the questions.
Congratulations. All right. To all of our media, thank you guys so much for joining us. We will have all the audio and video as well as photos available on NASCARmedia.com shortly. And we will see you guys tomorrow for the NASCAR Cup Series post-race at Talladega. Thank you guys so much for joining.
Thank you.